Today's Mishnah in Masechet Ahalot is Perek Tet Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Now, yesterday we discussed the two trays that we had that did not have a Beit Kibul and therefore were not Kalim, but nonetheless were considered to be Roy for Tumas Oyalim. I see Reb Barnea was bombarding me with, I guess it must be alternatives that he likes better, sending me YouTubes of Mishnahs. I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I would recommend that Reb Barnea go to YouTube to learn.
It was about cornet. It was about the rolling trumpet.
I'm kidding around. Chaviyot, says our Halakha Mishnah. Now, until now, we were talking about piles of towels, utilizing the top towel, right? Now we're going to be talking about barrels. Now, these barrels, they could be, they're stacked barrels, but they're either on their sides, it's stacked, you know, like you see very often, the empty barrels stacked one on top of the other, lying on their side, or maybe they're piled one on top of the other. They're not in an ohel. They're just open in the open air. And each of them actually has an overlap with the other ones of a poter tefach. So they are piled up in such a way that there's an overlap between them. Now, the deal over there is that they are directly on the ground. If they're directly on the ground, then there is not a tefach underneath all of them. But if there's tuma tachas achat mehem, which is on the ground, so then the tuma is bokat v'ola, bokat v'yoredet, because it doesn't stop it. It does not create an oil that spreads that tuma. That tuma goes up again with laser-sharp radiation. But we've got a problem. The problem is that the upper one should create a situation of an ohel for the lower ones in the same way that the pile of towels creates a situation of an ohel for the lower towels. So therefore, we have to take that into consideration. Then we need to also consider whether we have something that can be mekabel tuma or not. So the issue is, are the barrels made out of baked cheres? Or, and in which case, they are kalim, that are shayach to Kabbalah's tuma, or are they not actually completely baked, like we had in the kalim, many examples of that, in which case they wouldn't be considered to be kalim at all, they're not makabal tuma. So therefore, we have to look into this a little bit more, says the Halakha Mishnah. So, Mamed, Varma, Murim, when do we say there's no ohel here at all? That's only if these are barrels that are tahorot, meaning that they are not shayach to Kabbalah's tuma because they've never been fully fired in a kiln. And therefore, they don't really have a din of kli cheres. So, okay, so they're sort of like dried in the sun, kind of brick barrel kind of things, right? So then, if there are tohorot, then we can say that there's shayches to becoming in the case that they would be in ohel, they would have been blocking it, and therefore we have to limit it to a case where there wasn't a tefach, and therefore there's no ohel. But if they're mekabel tuma, and they were really fired, and they're tmeot, so then they wouldn't block the tuma anyway, in which case we don't even have to worry about anything except for the top barrels. The top barrels are the only case in which it would be an ohel, in terms of spreading. Or let's take another case. If they were on poteach tefach above, even the lower ones were poteach tefach, then the lower barrels become the ohel. And then the halacha is that since there is an overlap of a tefach here between them, if tuma would be under any one of these barrels, the entire area between underneath all of the barrels is considered to be one ohel because of the overlap. And because of that, all of the barrels become one big ohel. And then we would not have a radiation that is laser sharp at all. We would actually have the tuma spreading, and it would spread only underneath the barrel single ohel that is made. Now, what would be the din? And this is immediately raised by the question of, How exactly do we view a partition? In other words, I mean, you're telling me that on the one hand, the upper towel is the building. I mean, so why aren't the lower towels floors in the building? And then we wouldn't have like a tefach between the floors, right? And it sort of seems very arbitrary that we're going to define something in a way that gives it the shame of the ohel, and then we're going to give other things the shame of the contents of the ohel. So, I mean, in order to be able to clarify that idea, I'd like to know what would be the din if I actually want to separate what is currently a single ohel. It's a very large ohel. Maybe it's a big room. And I want to separate that ohel artificially, temporarily. I'm going to put up curtains, or I'm going to put up some type of mechitza. So, and I could do this in two ways. I can do this by separating it vertically or separating it horizontally. So let's say I've got a bayit. A bayit means a room. I've got a bayit, and I want to separate it now vertically, create another room. So I'm mechatzitzo, either using boards or I use curtains, and that means it goes directly from the floor all the way up to the top, and now I have two rooms where before I only had one room. Or I want to do it horizontally. So now I want to add a space that would be from the korot of the ceiling. I want to have a drop ceiling. So now I drop my ceiling by more than a tefach, and I put on these tiles in the drop ceiling, right? So what's the din over there? Well, the din over there would be that if there's tuma in the house, then nothing above the drop in the ceiling is going to become tame, because a drop ceiling creates a completely different space between the drop ceiling and the actual the top of the room, and therefore it would not be matame. However, if the murderer hid the body above the drop ceiling, aha, so then, it was, well, we'll have to see. So then it would not be able to isolate the tumah. And in that case, the reason is, of course, because somebody's going to get that body out from the ceiling, in which case it's sof tumah latzeit. That's the problem. Not because of the issue of the oil. So if the tuma is babayit, then indeed the kalim in the drop ceiling are tar. But if the tuma is in the drop ceiling or in the extra room, then the kalim in the bayis are tame, because again, because of sof tuma latzeit, you can only stop tuma from coming in, but you cannot stop tuma from going out. Now, let's say you have kalim in the same area where you have the gezayit min hamet. So you have kalim shebechatzatz. So if it's a tefach, and the drop ceiling, that means created its own separate area, which is at least one cubic tefach, right? So if that's in that extra room or in that extra ceiling space, so then the halacha is that those kalim become tameh because they're in the same ohel with the kezayis min hamet. But if we don't have a cubic tefach, then they're tar, because then it doesn't have the din of an ohel. And even if it's right next to those kalim, it certainly is not going to spread to those kalim. How could it? Now, let's talk about another situation. Let's talk about where, instead of making a drop ceiling, what you made was, what you had a problem of moisture on your floor. And what's often done under those circumstances is you lay a layer of plastic above the cement of the floor, and you have a raised floor, which you now you cover with boards and so on. And that way you don't have any more problem of moisture in your floor. Of course, the same type of situation might occur where you put in heating under the floor if you put a lot of space under it. So suppose now you were chatzitzo me'artzo. You started at the bottom and you put a raised floor on top of it. So then, tum'ah b'chatzatz, if the tum'ah is under that raised floor, so then the kalim in the house are considered to be tame, because you're going to be breaking open the floor to be taking out the mace. But if the tum'ah is in the house, so then the kalim shebechatzatz will protect it if they are technically an oa, which would mean that you would need to have a tefach between the original cement floor and your raised floor. So So then the din is that they are protected and they're not part of the rest of the house, and therefore the kalim would be tahorin. But if you don't have that amount of room, so then they would be tameh, because the floor of a house is part of the house. And remember, the tumah will go down because there's no oil to protect it from going down. And it will penetrate wherever it is in the house. It's going to penetrate downwards, even though it won't go upwards because the oil prevents it going upwards. But in this case, the floor that you put in, if it doesn't have a poter tefach, it can't be chotzitz b'fnei hatumah. And from the floor, it just keeps going straight down in the area, all along that area that was under the house.